The Diving Dollar Carrot, Mathrum, 3D, Dollar Survey, DPIF's View of Nuclei of Galaxies, 2. First results, nuclear emission line properties of the mini diving dollar carrot, Mathrum, 3D, dollar sample, by R.B. Menezes et al. This work presents the first results of the DPIF's View of Nuclei of Galaxies, Diving Cube D, survey. We analyzed the nuclear emission line spectra of a sub-sample we call mini diving cube D, which includes all southern galaxies with B15 degrees. We verified that 23% plus or minus 4% of the galaxies show nuclear emission line properties characteristic of low ionization nuclear emission line regions, liners. Diagnostic diagram analysis reveals an apparent dichotomy, not detected in previous studies, between objects classified as H2 regions and as liners or SAFETs, with very few galaxies classified as transition objects. A possible explanation for this result is that at least part of the transition objects are composite systems, with a central liner contaminated by the emission from circumnuclear H2 regions. The higher spatial resolution of the Diving Cube D survey, in comparison with previous studies, allowed us to isolate the nuclear emission from circumnuclear contaminations, reducing the number of transition objects. We also propose an alternative scenario, in which the emission line spectra of some transition objects are the result of shock heating by central outflows, together with photoionization by young stars. Clear evidence of active galactic nuclei (AGNs) in the optical and X-ray spectral bands were detected in 69% of the liners in the mini diving cube D sample. Considering the entire mini diving cube D sample, evidence of AGNs were detected in 65% of the objects. This was the Diving Dollar Carrot Mathrum 3D Dollar Survey, DPIF's View of Nuclei of Galaxies, 2. First results, nuclear emission line properties of the mini diving dollar carrot Mathrum 3D Dollar Sample, by R.B. Menezes et al.